Morning, guys.
Morning. How'd you come out injury-wise? Anything serious?
Danny Gore has, he had a groin, and he may have aggravated a little bit. Peyton Hillis, we're waiting to see. He has kind of the leg by the knee and thigh area. We're going to see if it's serious or not. Don't know that yet.
Is that structural, or do you think that's?
I don't think, but I'd be speculating now. You know, I don't think it's that. But anybody else you want to know about?
Chris Owusu.
He's got an ankle sprain. I don't know how bad it'll be. We'll see.
How'd it look on tape?
There were some good things, you know. The stuff that you live on the sideline, you know, some of the sloppiness, you don't see that on tape because it's the operational stuff. And I was not pleased with some of that. But, you know, you got a lot of guys down there and some aren't used to the way we operate on game day as far as substitution and that. But that needs to get better. The actual video itself, there were some guys, you know, Levante, I thought, picked up where he left off. He played well. He made some plays. I thought Brian Leonard ran the ball well, pass protected well, which was, you know, good to see because we need him to back up. Banks did some good things. Made some rookie mistakes, but he did some good things too. So, you know, there was some stuff to build on there, which is nice.
Are some games harder to evaluate talent in? I mean, when you had the deluge last night and obviously first preseason game shuffling in a lot of personnel, guys aren't in long enough at times to feel settled. Is the first one always probably the toughest?
Yeah, but it's the first one for the other team, too. You know, I put some of the blame on myself. We did some things that we normally wouldn't do, and then the game felt differently probably to the players in that, you know, you're not going to go down there inside your own 20-yard line and mess around with 28 seconds and one timeout. You know, we just wanted Mike to get more plays. You know, some of the things we did, you know, and it leads to a punt, which gets blocked. Now, you should never have a punt blocked. But you don't see that, and you don't leave with that feeling. And, you know, and some of these young kids, you know, it's their first time playing in a game. So, but all that, all I asked them was I wanted to see execution. I wanted to see effort. And I wanted to see us taking care of the football. And at times we did, but at other times we didn't. So, I didn't, you know, to me the score, you know, I want to see how you play against another team. And I want to see how we coach in a game atmosphere. So all those things we had the opportunity to do, whether it was pouring rain or bright sunshine or a nice moon, it wouldn't have mattered.
There wasn't a lot of plays, but when you go back and watch Josh, particularly in the first or like two seasons, but the sack, is that a line situation? Is that him maybe holding on the ball too long? I mean, what did you see with his play?
Well, there was nowhere to go with it. So, you know, he can try to run, but there was nowhere to run with it either. So that, you know, sometimes you're going to get sacked. I thought the play he extended on the third down was, you know, really vintage Josh. That's what he does well. He keeps his eyes down the field. And, you know, so I thought he was solid. You know, we didn't have a chance to be spectacular, but he was solid.
Ogletree show you something last night.
He did. He made some plays. Still a lot to learn in our system and the expectations we have for effort, every play and all those things. But you can see he's got ability and that's why we went out and got him. And he did the things that we thought he could do. And now we have to get, you know, as we have to do with our whole football team, we have to get to where we're doing it consistently. And he's no different.
Chris Owusu's looked very good out in these training camp drills and stuff, but the last night some drop passes, muff punt. Ends up with the ankle injury. Evaluate his play last night before the injury.
Well, not as good as it was out there, but that catch he made before the end of the half was a very good catch. But you're right, had a drop, had a fumble on the punt. You know, he probably doesn't come advertised as a punt returner. We were trying to see if he could become that. So probably our expectations were built because he did do so well in practice that when he went out there and didn't do to that level, you know, he's probably disappointed.
That's one of the keys, isn't it, is when a guy flashes out here even consistently the way he seems to have, you want to take it to the field on game day, even if it's a preseason game, you want him to show it just the way he did, right?
Well, you do. I mean, that's the, you know, the game, practice is practice. The games are what count. So you build your habits out there. I think, you know, the shame of it is that he got injured. Because I think, you know, and again, you sit there and say, well, we wouldn't even run a play there on the last play, right? You're not going to risk it. But again, I wanted to see Mike drop back and throw the ball again. You only get so many plays, so you create as many as you can. But, you know, he got to make that play then. So.
Is he long-term with that ankle injury?
You never know with ankles. You know, you gotta wait and see. Sometimes you think it's not too bad. You know, you remember when Black injured his ankle, we thought that was going to be for a while. I mean, I was concerned. You never know. You don't.
Does the evaluation process change? I mean, you know, game one, you were looking at depth and backups. Do you guys look at it as a four-game package? And as you get closer to the start of the season, does what you do as a staff and what you do on the field change?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, week two being what it is a little different in that we're practicing against New England all week. So we get great reps in practice against another team. You know, had you not had that, you might have to treat two a little different than one. I'm not sure. You know, we haven't gone into depth with what two's going to look like yet, but some of it had to do with our health and depth. But I think you have to factor in the fact that we're practicing against another team all week. So you get quality reps without tackling to the ground. I think that's the best of both worlds.
Bowers played almost a half or mm-hmm. part of the first half. What did you see from him as the game wore on? And is there, you see any young guys on that defensive line or some people that you think might emerge for you?
First part of the question, Bowers, some good, some not so good.
Sort of what's been out
here. A little bit, but some good. And that's what we need. We need to just, we're going to get there. He's going to get there. We're just going to, a little more good, a little less not so good, and just keep tipping the scale the way we want it. It's just going to take a little time.
Was that the plan, though? Let's give him as many snaps as we think he can rightfully handle.
No, but we did say we're going to get him 25 to 30 snaps. You know,
more than most.
Yes. Yeah.
So that was specific to him?
Yeah, every guy had a specific plan, no doubt. Yep.
You mentioned Banks, some good, some bad. But can you go into detail a little bit on what was good about Banks and what you didn't like?
Well, what I felt last night showed out on tape. It wasn't too big for him. He challenged guys, you know. You can see guys that are a little bit tentative out there at the corner. They're going to give extra big cushion. They're going to play with their eyes, you know. The one thing that Jonathan keeps getting better at is he's disciplining his eyes. And that's the hardest thing to do as a defensive back is put your eyes where they're supposed to be. And if they're supposed to be on the quarterback, have them there. And if they're supposed to be on your man, have them there. And if you're supposed to take them off your man at a certain time and put them on the quarterback – you know, that sounds easy. It's not when the guy's bearing down on you and, you know, there's a crowd full of people waiting to see if you get beat.
Did you like the way he tackled in the run, against the run?
I did. He threw his body in there. I thought Mike Adams did the same thing, threw his body in there, which, you know, I had seen that on his Arizona tape. I'm glad to see he continue to do that.
What are the chances, Greg, some of the six or seven starters that didn't play last night could see some action Friday night?
Some of them, possibly, you know, but others, no, they're not going to play. You guys probably figure out who's who on that one.
Yeah. The kicker, we all noticed that he made the field goals, but was there more to evaluate, like, that maybe we didn't see, like the kickoffs, were they adequate and stuff?
Kickoffs were decent. You know, I thought the field goals were the more important thing, especially in our setup, because Mike Keenan is our kickoff guy. So, you know, whoever makes our team as a place kicker, the kickoffs is not his primary responsibility. So I was pleased with the three made field goals, though. And they weren't, you know, they weren't gimmies. So that was good. And someone mentioned last night, does that make it a, I forget the words, the way it was said, a more spirited competition. And to me, it's been spirited since the day we got here, you know. So it just, it'll continue to heat up. And like every other position, that competition at the end will make us better. You know, I hope for a very, very hard decision there. And that would mean that we're going to be in good shape.
Great. You talked about snap counts with Bowers, but and I was talking with Mark Domenech, and some coaches and staffs use quarters. You guys use snap counts to evaluate the players. I mean, does every player go in with a tailored amount, or are you looking at it as a unit? Or, you know, in the case of Bowers, you look at him and go, we're going to give him 30 snaps, and somebody else is going to give 15?
There's all different formulas. It's not that we just do snap counts. We will do quarters, too. The thing that happens to you when you do quarters, depending on what the quarter play, how the quarter plays out, you know, you hate to come back in and not have enough film to evaluate, because you say, okay, this guy's playing the second quarter and, you know, he's an offensive tackle. And unfortunately, the other team had the ball the whole quarter, you know, so he got seven plays at the end of the quarter. So I think it's a combination of both, and it makes it harder, to be quite honest. The easy way is to say, hey, he's got the first quarter, you got the second quarter. Last night, I was as much an accountant as I was a coach, trying to make sure that everybody, you know, talking to the assistant coaches, but they have job to do. So I kind of was making sure we didn't go over limits, because the worst thing, too, is to look out there and your guy gets injured and then he's over the limit. He's over what you wanted him to play. So it's a fine line, and it takes a lot of work to do it, but it's worth it.
You have Mike Glennon as your number two, I guess, on the depth chart.
Yes.
Do you see a situation where you would only carry two quarterbacks? And is there any way Glennon, as young as he is, could push Josh Freeman in this training camp for a starting job?
Well, first thing, you know, we plan on keeping three quarterbacks. Yeah. Now, you never know what can unfold, but that's the plan. And obviously, Dan Orlovsky is our third quarterback. I mean, that's we wanted to give Adam a chance last night because, you know, we got him off practice squad and we never really got to see him play. So we want an opportunity to see that. And then the second part of the question, is there ever a time where
Mike in this camp? I mean,
right.
This,
yeah.
I
think Josh is done, you know, everything that my expectations so far. So I don't see that being, you know, the way things are playing out. I don't see that being the case. So.
Looking at Mike again last night, his play. How did you like? You said you liked the poise last night, but what did you think after seeing it on tape?
I think he did a good job for his first outing. You know, I read. He had a quote. He said, I thought my first play might be a safety, right?
Yeah. He
panicked. It got a little dicey there. But, you know, that's one thing he does well. He keeps his cool. And he was able to find Tom open. And I thought he did a good job running the operation, really good job. I thought that we need to continue to work on all the finer details that go along with playing quarterback in the pass game. You know, there's just so much that NFL defenses do that college defenses don't. And Mike's only going to get more comfortable. But the thing that you can't teach is that composure. So I'm thrilled the way that he handled it. Thanks, guys.